Hello everyone!
Hi, hi! Hi!
And welcome back to another episode of our podcast, Mindless Musings.
So, what are our musings today, guys?
Glad that you asked, because you know what I've been thinking about recently?
What?
The meaninglessness of life.
The inevitability of death?
Yes, those two, but I meant something else. Envy.
First of all, are you all okay? And second, envy. Why envy?
Well, envy as we see it in media. Media as in shows and films, that is.
You mean like entertainment media?
Yeah, that. Anyways, I thought that today we could talk about how envy has sort of become this trope. See, I was on a bit of a nostalgia trip and decided to watch some old Nickelodeon shows, watched Fairly Odd Parents, and there's this popular girl, Trixie, and she has a best friend, Veronica. And Veronica is so envious of Trixie that her room is literally plastered with pictures of her. Veronica even has a wig to look like Trixie and wants her parents to call her by Trixie's name.
Veronica!
Instead of her actual name. And I was just a bit taken aback, you know, because that's extreme.
Oh, so you don't just mean the simple, well, I have this thing, now I want this thing too. Well, it's just about possession and status. But like, something more obsessive, you could say?
Yeah, I guess so.
Actually, I think I know of a case like that too. In the movie Mean Girls, there's also this extremely popular girl, Regina George, there's this clique of girls around her, and they all want to be like her. They wear the same clothes and makeup, and they only wear pink on Wednesdays.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Because she says so. These girls seem to be envious of all the attention she gets, and want it as well. So they adopt all of her mannerisms and looks, hoping to be popular themselves. I mean, they don't go as far as actually taking her name, but I think just the fact that they imitate her look and behavior instead of being themselves is still quite extreme and probably not very healthy either.
Oh yeah, that sounds almost the same in theory, actually. Interesting.
Except in Fairly Odd Parents, Veronica does it in secret, I think. But here they're very open about copying someone else, as if it's normal, in a way.
Oh, right. It's an internalized thing in one case, but an external one for the other.
Internalized? I'm not sure what you mean by that. Internalization to me means that someone has an ideology that they are not aware of.
Yeah, that definition works, I suppose. In a show, you could argue her ideal life, in her opinion, would be simply living Trixie's life. And it doesn't feel like she's aware at all of how toxic of a mindset that is.
I see. We can maybe come back to this later. First, I want to know if we can think of any other instances.
I got something. It's also about a girl's clique, but they went even further. Wizards of Waverly Place has a mean girl called Gigi, and she has these two minions, two students who are obsessed with her, and they went as far as to alter their behavior and even appearance to mimic her. I mean, the two got nose jobs.
When they heal, they'll be just like Gigi's.
To achieve that goal. Kind of another classic example of how envy can be dangerous, if you ask me, when it leads someone to change themselves in order to be more like someone else.
Nose jobs. Wow. I thought this whole thing is weird, but yeah, you're right. That does sound concerning. I kinda just viewed it as ridiculous.
Yeah, their desire to fit in with the popular girls caused them to lose touch with their own identity and values.
So much so, they irrevocably change their own bodies and her image.
In the end, they actually abandon Gigi when she's put in an embarrassing situation and run away. Yet, they went as far as to have the same noses just to drop her when her status is in jeopardy. The nose job thing itself still perplexes me, you know, in a kids' show.
Yeah, it's a bit unexpected, that's for sure.
Guys, you're no Black Mirror, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't watched it though.
Same.
I just realized the Black Mirror episode I watched literally yesterday works for this too. This is such a funny coincidence because it fits perfectly. But it's a bit more extreme than the other examples, as one of the characters goes so far as to steal another person's identity and tries to take over his life. The episode is called Beyond the Sea, and it's about two astronauts that live on a space station but have mechanical replicas back on Earth, which allow them to shift their consciousness to be with their families even though their real bodies are still in space. One of the astronaut's families is murdered in front of him and his replica is destroyed. Now, obviously, this is a really hard thing to deal with, and David becomes depressed. The other astronaut, Cliff, feels bad for him, and with his wife's knowledge, lends his replica to his friend so he can spend time on Earth. But David falls in love with Cliff's wife and is overall alive and convinces Cliff to let him use the replica regularly. And then they have a conflict, and after that, David tricks Cliff to go outside the station to fix a non-existent damage. And in the meantime, he uses the replica and pretends to be Cliff.
Work your way into my home, wearing my husband like a suit? But this is not your home and you are not my husband.
He ends up murdering Cliff's wife and son, because he decides that Cliff doesn't get to have something that David lost. So he both pretends to be someone else because he wants to live that person's exact life, but he also, once he loses access to this lifestyle, decides to take it from the other person out of bitterness and envy.
Okay.
That's Black Mirror for you.
Oh, this is the first example we came up with that features a guy and not a girl. Kinda seems it's more prevalent around girls than guys.
Good point.
This one's also obviously aimed at an adult audience. The other ones had younger viewers in mind, making the cases way less horrific.
Exactly. It seems almost like a joke in the other examples.
It's not taken seriously at all, I think. Like, the show or film expects the audience to know it's stupid to emulate someone else to such a degree.
Or it wants its admittedly young audience to realize exactly that. Not making it the center moral necessarily, but pushing them subconsciously to think I should stay true to myself instead of trying to be someone else.
I also wonder if there are more cases with boys doing this in kids' shows. Are there none we can think of?
Well, usually this sort of lesson is aimed at girls more than boys, right? So it wouldn't surprise me if there aren't many, if any, cases with boys in kids' shows.
Yeah, true.
Even in shows for adults, I think it's girls envying girls for the majority of the time. It also takes much more of a center stage. In Black Mirror, it was basically the main plot and climax, right?
Whereas in Wizards of Waverly Place and the others, it's like a background gimmick, though it's definitely part of the main plot in Mean Girls.
Oh, Mean Girls isn't a kids movie per se, more aimed at teens. I would also say it's more serious in tone than Fairly Odd Parents or Wizards of Waverly Place, you know? Taking the envy aspect a bit more seriously.
We can kind of watch a gradual shift in how this trope is treated, depending on the audience it's aimed at. The more adult, the more serious and or grotesque.
Makes sense.
Speaking of grotesque, I just thought of another movie where this kind of thing comes up. It's called Perfect Blue, featuring a singer who changes professions and one of her fans starts to copy her appearance one-to-one to mess with her and starts murdering people close to her, all to prevent her from performing as an adult actress.
Well, I'm never watching that.
It's pretty brutal.
Feels like for adults, it goes from 0 to 100% real quick. Kids get the tame version and adults the super messed up stuff.
Don't know if you'd consider it tame, but in Charmed, the character Prue had a stalker who blinded her and was going to shoot her and take over her life, wearing her very own clothes too.
It's still attempted murder.
Only attempted.
Suddenly, I'm wondering how much basis in real life all this has. Because it's kind of scary to think about.
Oh.
What?
Now that you mention it.
No way.
Everyone calls me Jimin when I'm walking down the street. Everyone's like, oh my god, it's Jimin, Jimin. Like, everyone.
Help.
Anyways, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Tune in.
Oh, it's time already? Wow.
Well, I had a new fear unlocked today, so that was fun.
It was an interesting discussion, though.
And if you want to listen to another interesting discussion in the future, tune in next time when we muse mindlessly once more.
We'd love to have you.
See you then.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.